This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The second annual Art Scavenger Hunt for Kids is Friday, October 2nd, beginning at 5 p.m. in downtown Bloomington. This will be part of the monthly First Friday festivities. Artists Amy Wolf and Brian Simpson have organized the hunt, which Simpson says has its origins from many a year ago.
The inspiration was back when I had a bookstore. We had scavenger hunts for kids during Sugar Creek Festival. And one of our missions for the Downtown Bloomington Artists Committee that got together was education. And I thought I would transfer the scavenger hunt idea to all of our galleries because there are several of them there. And Amy brought in children to the galleries and had them identify different types of art. And I thought, well, that's perfect because we can have the scavenger hunt people identify different types of art and draw a line from there to the gallery they saw it in so that it make that connection that local people here make art.
There's a glossary on the back, and then people are talking about the terms, and they're looking at the different types of art, and then connecting it to the gallery.
Let's talk about what terms are the kids learning as part of this.
All kinds of art terms, different types of mediums, and what medium is.
What's a medium?
A medium is what you are creating your artwork out of. So they have to find maybe a specific medium, like a clay vessel is on there. Or they're also thinking about, you know, architecture, fiber art. I have found object on there, mixed media, abstract art. What is abstract compared to realistic? And last year it was just so much fun because the families, you know, it's a time for them to get together, and they were talking about it, and they were trying to figure stuff out, and, oh, is this really abstract, or, you know, talking about the different types of art or found objects. It's really neat, and they had so much fun.
Well, I was going to ask that, like, when the kids are on the scavenger hunt, what are the grown-ups, what are their parents going to do? But the parents are going with them, and they're having as much fun.
Yeah, it was great. It was a really good time, and there's no technology.
It's
low technology.
Yeah, you can't do this on your smartphone.
You have to use paper.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Now, was that a deliberate choice to say, come on, let's separate from the technology for a bit?
I think it's because we're all old school and we work with paper anyway.
Yeah. You know, this might make a fine app someday.
That's true. It might, yes.
Well, tell me about some of the artists and their galleries who are going to be involved in this.
All of them will be open, but Main Gallery 404 has many different artists within that gallery space. Lots of different mediums to look at.
Yeah, and Inside Out is a gallery that represents a lot of artists at the same time, too. And then you have the individual artist studios too, like Jeff Little and Angel Ambrose. Our gallery, we'll have three artists in our gallery. So.
Three square,
yeah.
And Eaton Studio, and then this year it will also include Ramp Arts, which is a little bit further away, so it's on Grove.
It's on the corner of Grove and Prairie, I believe.
So how do the artists feel about participating in a scavenger hunt for kids?
You know, it's amazing because you would think that kids might knock things over and stuff, but the kids were very, very good last year. They were really intent on looking at the art. They really only have to go to 5 galleries, but so many of the kids wanted to go to every gallery to see what was in every gallery. Mm-hmm. It was really amazing to see that kind of focus and actually respect too. And I think one of the things is, and one of the purposes is for those children to meet the artists. So they meet artists making them, and once they meet the artist who makes them, makes the art, they're a lot more respectful to the art. So
it's a real haven for artists in downtown Bloomington. There's so many galleries, there's so many studios down there. So it must have been quite an eye-opener, not merely for the kids, but for their parents too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think, yeah.
We do want parents to know that as artists, we take care of the next generation of collectors coming along, and that we do this from the goodness of our heart, that all the artists have put in money for prizes and such.
Well, you mentioned it, prizes. What are some of the prizes the kids could get?
They get a prize for just turning in their form. And then we have probably about 25 prizes to give away through a drawing, from large portions to just small drawing kits. Tabletop easels, color pencil sets, pastel sets, poster paint sets, manga drawing sets. And
so basically, they go on the art scavenger hunt, and then they can go and win stuff to go create their own art.
Exactly, yeah. Because they see artists making stuff, and they get art materials to go home and make stuff.
That's Brian Simpson and Amy Wolf, organizers of the second annual Art Scavenger Hunt for Kids. It's Friday, October 2nd, beginning at 5 p.m. in downtown Bloomington. I'm Laura Kennedy.